Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Tuesday, January 7th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Cloud computing overtakes data center spend, the first CES trend becomes apparent, and quantum computing in 2020. This is the business of tech. We've hit an important milestone. Enterprises are now spending more annually on cloud infrastructure services than on data center hardware and software. This news according to Synergy Research Group. In 2019, spending on cloud infrastructure services was up 39% year over year, while data center hardware and software spend only increased by 1% when compared to 2018. For those keeping track, cloud infrastructure services spend has grown 56% annually, but over the same 10-year period, data center hardware and software only grew 4% on average. Also of note, half of the servers being sold are going into cloud providers' data centers, not into enterprise data centers. Why do we care? I think the data buried within the report is far more interesting than the headline. If half of servers being sold are the ones going into cloud providers' data centers, and that space is not growing significantly, but the cloud infrastructure is, then the market for servers being sold into companies is shrinking. From my vantage point, the cloud providers need to be consuming more and more servers to continue to meet demand, and thus are taking more and more share. Selling servers to companies that do not provide a cloud infrastructure is not a growth market. One of the CES trends that I've been discussing since Friday is starting to clearly emerge: privacy as a feature. Facebook has launched its privacy checkup feature at the show, designed to include 8 different topics across 4 distinct areas. It's accessible by clicking the question mark icon on Facebook's desktop site and selecting privacy checkup. This feature is focused on how to protect your data from other Facebook users, not from the company itself. Ring has also announced a new privacy dashboard, adding a control center to iOS and Android versions of their app this month. The new control center puts many existing features into a single place rather than adding new ones, although the company has announced that two-factor authentication will become opt-out rather than opt-in for new users. Samsung has also announced a new Privacy Choices app for its TVs, showing users what type of data is being collected by their TV and allows them to opt out. So why do we care? Privacy as a feature is starting to take shape. This is a tale of three companies for sure. Facebook, sorry, your move is marketing. The privacy changes you made are fine, but they don't do anything to protect the consumer from you, the all-knowing data consumer. Ring, you get the award for usability, as you bundled up features you already had and made them easier to use. That's a nice first step, and a smart move to make two-factor authentication opt out. I want to see more companies do this. They have not addressed the concerns around their infrastructure backend, particularly notable that they allow the kind of password reuse attacks that have made their customers more vulnerable. Ring, you have more work to do. Samsung, with little fanfare, seems to have made a move that's important. They tell you what they collect, and they give you a way to turn it off. That sounds more like what consumers and customers want. And in that is the lesson. Build a feature that shows what you're collecting and give users control. If you want that data, then provide value when you collect it. The Wall Street Journal has an update on quantum computing, and the big takeaway is that quantum computing has a ways to go. The theory is that quantum computers promise a massive leap in computing power, leveraging qubits rather than bits, which allow representation of more than just zeros and ones. Microsoft and Google both have significant investments in quantum computing, and Intel last month launched a chip specifically focused on helping quantum processing. Amazon announced in December that it was starting academic partnerships on quantum technology and has started to offer its cloud users the ability to experiment with quantum computing using equipment provided by several startups. Microsoft made an announcement late last year to provide access via Azure to quantum processors as well. Why do we care? Here's the short of it. Unless you're actively architecting chips and computers at the design level, you're not leveraging quantum computing this year. Gartner placed quantum computing on its 2019 artificial intelligence hype cycle, both at the peak of inflated expectations and with an estimate of 2 to 5 years before becoming productive. That means 2020 is not the year of quantum computing. If you're in the business of services around technology, my prediction is that you can safely ignore this for the calendar 2020 and you won't miss anything. Track the space because it's cool and it is going to matter, but don't expect to be selling solutions around it this year. Today's episode is brought to you by MSP Radio, my new company behind the podcast. If you like this podcast and are finding value in the content, here are 3 things you can do to help me out in my new venture. First, sign up for the newly launched newsletter at mspradio.com. Each week, you'll get summaries of stories, videos going deeper into some of the news, and updates on upcoming appearances and streaming events. Second, share the podcast and the newsletter with 1 or 2 colleagues. You know somebody who could use a quick 5-minute insight into the technology services and what the news means to them, so send them information about the show. Finally, if you do value the show, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, giving you access to updates and new events. I appreciate that your time is valuable, and you've given me 5 minutes of it to listen and learn. And thank you for these small things that really helped me grow this to be sustainable as my new full-time role. Thanks, and I'll be back tomorrow with more Business of Tech.